This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Give it a second where I see that it's gone live. Yeah, it's live. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Before we begin, if we can just ask the brothers to close the gaps and move forward. Innal hamdalillah. Nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruh. Wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa sayyi'ati a'malina. Man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lahu. ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبد الله ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليمًا كثيرًا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وأحسن الهدى هدى نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. We begin with the praise of Allah. We praise Him. We seek His help. And we ask for His forgiveness. Whoever Allah guides, there is no one that can misguide Him. And whoever Allah misguides, there is no one that can guide Him. And I bear witness that there is no God that deserves to be worshipped except Allah, alone and with no partner. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is the slave of Allah and His messenger. We ask Allah to exalt His mention and grant Him peace, and to His family and His companions, and all those who follow them until the last day. All you who believe, have taqwa of Allah. And the taqwa of Allah, it is to act in obedience to Allah, and to keep away from what Allah prohibited, in order to protect yourself from Allah's curse, and His anger, and His punishment, and the hellfire. Have taqwa of Allah, as He deserves for you to have taqwa of Him, and do not die except as Muslims. O mankind, have taqwa of your Lord, who created you from a single soul, and created from it its mate, and from them both He sent forth many men and women. And have taqwa of Allah, the one whose name you ask by, and fear Allah with regard to your relatives. Allah is always watching over you. All you who believe, have taqwa of Allah and speak a word that is right. He will correct you your sins. He will forgive you your sins and correct your deeds. He will correct your deeds and forgive your sins. And whoever obeys Allah and His messenger has indeed achieved a great success. To continue, the best speech is the book of Allah, and the best guidance is the guidance of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And the worst of things in this religion are the newly invented beliefs and practices. And all of the newly invented beliefs and practices are innovations, and all innovation is misguidance, and all misguidance is in the hellfire. My dear brothers, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam raqal mimbara faqal, he climbed on the mimbar and he said, Ameen, Ameen, Ameen. Faqila lahu, it was said to him, Ya Rasulallah, ma kunta tasna'u hadha, O Messenger of Allah, you never did this before. We never saw you climb the minbar and say, Ameen, Ameen, Ameen. فَقَالَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ قَالَ لِي جِبْرِيلُ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامُ, he said, Jibreel came to me and Jibreel said, he said, رَغِمَ أَنْفُ عَبْدٍ أَدْرَكَ أَبَوَيْهِ أَوْ أَحَدُهُمَا أَوْ أَحَدَهُمَا لَمْ يُدْخِلْهُ الْجَنَّةِ, he said, may the one be disgraced, the one who he found his parents, and some of the narrations he found his parents in old age, and they weren't the reason for him to go to Jannah. قَالَ فَقُلْتُ آمِينَ, he said, I said, آمِينَ. ثُمَّ قَالَ, then Jibreel, he said, رَغِمَ أَنْفُ عَبْدٍ دَخَلَ عَلَيْهِ رَمَضَانَ لَمْ يُغْفَرْ لَهُ, may he be disgraced, the one who Ramadan came and Allah didn't forgive him. قَالَ فَقُلْتُ آمِينَ, I said, آمِينَ. May Allah disgrace the one who Ramadan came and Ramadan left and Allah didn't forgive him. In the month of Rahmah, and he couldn't even do the small things that bring Allah's forgiveness. Then he said, رَغِمَ أَنْفُ imra'in or imri'in. Dhukirtu, or he said dhukirta indahu. Dhukirta indahu falam yusalli alayk. Qala faqultu ameen. The Prophet ﷺ said that Jibreel said to him, may he be disgraced. The one who you are mentioned, your name is mentioned, and he didn't say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said ameen. The Prophet made dua against three people. He made dua against the one who didn't look after his parents, and his parents were not the reason for him to go to Jannah. And he made dua against the one who Ramadan came and he didn't get forgiven. And he made dua against the one who doesn't say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when his name is mentioned. Sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. My dear brothers, this hadith is severe. How many of us have fallen short in this month of Ramadan? Wallahi, how many times I hear the brothers telling me, I have work, I'm busy, I don't have time. And it's difficult, ikhwani, it's not easy. That Salat al-Isha is late, and work is early, and Fajr is earlier still. It's not easy for you, and I know it's not easy. But ya ikhwani, if you don't work now, when will you work? If you don't get Allah's forgiveness now, when will you get it? If you don't stand in prayer now, when will you stand in prayer? And my dear brothers, the month has not yet finished. And just how I started with a hadith that is, it is hard. I want to conclude, or I want to bring a hadith which is extremely important for us now. And none of us knows that our deeds have been accepted. Even the one who stood every single night in Ramadan. He stood with the imam from the takbiratul ihram of Isha until the taslim of witr. He doesn't know that his deeds were accepted. Do you not hear that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّمَا يَتَقَبَّلُ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ. Allah only accepts from the people of taqwa. And which of us can testify that we are the people of taqwa? So all of us should be worried. The one who isn't coming to the salah, the one who isn't making the effort in Ramadan, the one who isn't asking Allah's forgiveness, the one who isn't praying at night, they should be worried. And the one who is praying, and the one who is trying, and the one who is striving should also be worried. إِنَّمَا يَتَقَبَّلُ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ. Allah only accepts from the righteous. But I want to mention a hadith. A hadith that gives us hope if we act upon it. The hadith of Sahal ibn Sa'd رضي الله عنه أنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن العبد لا يعمل عمل أهل النار وإنه من أهل الجنة ويعمل عمل أهل الجنة وإنه من أهل النار إنما الأعمال بالخواتيم. He said somebody would do the actions of the people of the hellfire and end up going to Jannah. And some people would do the actions of the people of Jannah and end up going to the hellfire. Your actions are judged with how you end them. Your actions are judged with how you end them. My dear brothers, there is still a day left. At least there is tonight. At least inshallah, if Allah gives us life, at least there is tonight. And tonight is an odd numbered night. At least there is tonight. إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالْخَوَاتِيمِ. Your deeds will be judged how you ended. Okay, you didn't come. You didn't pray. You didn't attend the jama'ah. You didn't make the dua. Come tonight. إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالْخَوَاتِيمِ. Allah will judge you how you ended, not how you started. Everyone still has a chance. Everyone still has an opportunity to seek that forgiveness from Allah. On an odd numbered night, from the last 10 nights of Ramadan that are the best 10 nights of the year. We still have that chance. We still have that opportunity to come and attend the jama'ah, to come and to make dua, to spend the night in prayer, even if you have work tomorrow. إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالْخَوَاتِيمِ. You'll be judged on how you ended. You won't be judged on how you started. My dear brothers, many people after the 27th night, they switch off. Many brothers, we used to see them with us every day, but after the 27th night, we don't see them again. Don't be like that. Be someone who finishes Ramadan better than how you started it, and whose last night of Ramadan is better than the 27th night. Finish in the best way, because Allah looks at how you end, and Allah doesn't look at how you start. إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالْخَوَاتِيمِ. My dear brothers, a person might ask, what are the signs that my deeds have been accepted? How can I know that Allah has accepted from me? How can I know that Allah has accepted from me? The answer is that there is no guarantee, not for me or not for you. But there are alamat. There are alamatul qabul, signs that Allah has accepted, hope that Allah has accepted. From those signs is the statement of Allah Azza wa Jal, وَيَزِيدُ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ اهْتَدَوْ هُدَى. Allah gives more guidance to the people who are already guided. What is the meaning of the ayah? If Allah accepts a deed from you, He will give you more ability to do more after that. If Allah accepts a prayer from you, He will give you a chance to pray again. If Allah accepts qiyam from you, He will give you the ability to make qiyam again. If Allah accepts dua from you, He will give you the ability to make dua again. That's the situation of the Muslim. That's the situation of the Muslim. That when you finish an ibadah, you start another one. And so if you want to know a sign that Allah has accepted from you, then the sign is that Allah keeps on giving you the ability to do more and more and more after that. And if you want a sign to be scared, it is that a person does something for Allah and Allah doesn't let them do it again. They come for one night and Allah doesn't let them come for another night. They make one prayer and Allah doesn't let them make another prayer. They pray qiyam and Allah doesn't let them come for fajr. This is something to be scared of. Because a sign of your deeds being accepted is that Allah gives you the ability to keep on going. And we ask Allah Azza wa Jal to accept from us and from you. أقول ما تسمعون وأستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب فاستغفروه يغفر لكم إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد, we begin by praising Allah, the Lord of the worlds, by asking Allah to exalt the mention and grant peace to our Messenger Muhammad صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم, and his family and his companions. My dear brothers, I'm going to give you a summary of what we said so far. And it's very simple. We said the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Jibreel together made dua against the one who gets to the end of Ramadan and Allah didn't forgive him. Because the doors of Jannah are open. Every opportunity for good is here. If you don't get it now, when are you going to get it? The second point that we made is that even the people who did well, we ask Allah to accept from us and from them. we don't have a guarantee that Allah accepted it. So all of us should take advantage of these last few moments of Ramadan. We have, if Allah gives us life, one more odd night. We have one more day of fasting and maybe, perhaps, another night and another day of fasting if Allah decrees it for us. These few moments, this is how Allah is going to judge your Ramadan. إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالْخَوَاتِيمِ. Your actions depend on how you finish, they don't depend on how you start. Allah looks at the end of your actions. So make the end of your Ramadan better than the middle and better than the beginning. Make the best time you have in Ramadan the last days of it, by Allah's permission. And then we reminded the brothers, and I would like to expand upon it for a couple of minutes before we finish. The sign, or among the signs, that Allah has accepted your deeds is that Allah gives you the ability to do more. And I'm going to give you, my brothers, something very, very, very important. And that is the day of Eid. Because many brothers, Allah bless them, they try so hard in Ramadan. But the day of Eid comes and subhanAllah, the slipping happens. The masjid is empty. The people don't do any of the good deeds they were doing before. They stop every single thing. Don't be like that. See your day of Eid as a judgment day for you. Your day of Eid is a judgment day for you. If it's a day of goodness and a day of ibadah and a day of keeping ties with your relatives and a day of prayer and there's still your time for reading the Quran and so on, then inshallah, take it as a sign that Allah has blessed you and inshallah has accepted your Ramadan. Don't be from those people who make Eid your worst day. Don't be from those people who, after Ramadan is over, they left their connection to Islam. Maintain your connection to the masjid. Maintain your connection to the Quran. Maintain your prayers like you were doing in Ramadan. And if you can increase upon it, increase upon it. Our iman goes up and down. But we have to try our best to maintain our progress after Ramadan has ended. As a final announcement before we conclude the khutbah, Allah Azza wa Jal has blessed us that we have been able to organize, inshaAllah ta'ala, the Eid Salah in the park, in Saltwell Park. So inshaAllah ta'ala, there are some posters which will be placed around the masjid. There is a code you can scan. At the moment, we do not know which day will be Eid. It could be Sunday, it could be Monday. And because of that, we cannot tell you which day it will be until Saturday night. On Saturday night, the masjid will announce in the masjid and on the masjid Facebook and social media, the masjid will announce which day is Eid. But the Eid prayer will take place promptly at 8:30 a.m. The takbirat will start from 8:15. So at 8:30 a.m. strictly on time inshallah, we will be praying the Eid prayer. There will be facilities for the brothers and for the sisters. If you wish, you can bring your own prayer mat. And it will be in Saltwell Park, in the nearest part of the park to our masjid. The only thing I would kindly request from the brothers, with regard to the car parking, please try to use this car park next to our masjid. Because the council, they expressed that they are concerned about us blocking all of the parking spaces for the people who live near the park. So try to park a bit far away and try to walk if you can. And try not as much as possible to disturb the neighbors so that we can continue to do Eid in the park every single Eid, inshaAllah ta'ala. In case there are any changes to the program, they will be announced on the masjid's Facebook and social media pages, inshaAllah ta'ala, and the posters will be there for you to look at around the masjid and in the shops that are nearby. ثُمَّ صَلُّوا وَسَلِّمُوا رَعَاكُمُ اللَّهِ عَلَى مُحَمَّدِ بْنِ عَبْدِ اللَّهِ كَمَا أَمَرَكُمْ بِذَلِكَ رَبُّكُمْ فَقَالَ قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من علم لا ينفع وقلب لا يخشى ودعاء لا يسمع ونفس لا تشبع ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم اجعلنا ممن قام رمضان إيمانا واحتسابا اللهم اجعلنا ممن قام رمضان إيمانا واحتسابا اللهم اجعلنا ممن قام ليلة القدر إيمانا واحتسابا اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا كلها دقها وجلها أولها وآخرها سرها وعلانيتها اللهم اغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا وما أسرفنا وما أنت أعلم به منا أنت المقدم وأنت المؤخر لا إله إلا أنت اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها عباد الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون فاذكروا الله يذكركم واشكروه على نعمه وآلائه يزدكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون وأقيموا الصلاة
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا
سووا صفوفكم أتموا الصف الأول فالأول Fill the rows one by one Make sure that your rows are straight Your heels are on the lines and the gaps are filled Please make sure that your phones are switched off الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين
بسم الله. سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى.
الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
آمين.
هل أتاك حديث الغاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمالق مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم
الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر Thank you.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله